Good afternoon. If you have just joined us, let me just reintroduce everyone here in the studio. Alexander McNabb is with us, of course, every Wednesday. He joins from Spot On PR, Geek, an organiser of the Geek Fest. He's an author and a communications guy. Good afternoon to you, Alexander. I'm going to go around the table. To the left of Alexander, we have Narain Jashanmal of Jashanmal Books. Good afternoon to you, Narain. Welcome. And then we have, excuse me.
Thomas.
I do apologise. Got a little bit of a frog in my throat, as I say. Tom Shambler, who's the editor of Stuff Magazine. Good afternoon to you, Tom.
Afternoon.
And then Mary Ames is a writer and educator at Bonn Education. Anna Bachelder, CEO and co-founder at Bonn Education. And then Christopher Bachelder, who's creative director and author and also co-founder of Bonn Education. Welcome to all of you. We've been speaking with Mary, Anna and Christopher about their new book. It's just been launched. It's called The Adventures of BB and Sam. It's an e-book. It's fantastic. It's about two young characters as they travel the globe learning important lessons about culture and values. It's available. It's also got a fantastic parent I wouldn't say it's an application, but it's like an add-on education package with the book. Would that be a correct way of putting it?
Yeah, it's basically a parent pack. It's not an app.
Parent pack.
But it's
there we go.
Information for parents. Yes.
So that's an e-book. Congratulations to you once again. And we've just been really, I suppose, going to launch into the next part of the discussion. Which I know that there's a little
what
bit
mean,
of a Narain Jashanmal
being
going
clearly wrong about Waterstones.
Oh yeah,
Alexander it was being very short-sighted about.
Oh, okay, here we go. Hang on, guys. It was about a story that I just read this morning in the Guardian. Waterstones deal with Amazon puts Kindle and e-books in store. Now I know that Narain is very much pro that. Thinks it's a great idea. It means that you know the bookstores are really sort of, as I said, not hiding their heads in the sand, but getting on and going, it's here, technology is here, e-books are here, what are we going to do about it? Alexander vehemently disagrees. Let's put it to Narain first to put your argument forward.
Sure, I mean, the point being, for the last 2 years since HMV sold Waterstones has been trying to figure out what to do around e-books. They had multiple options available to them. One was develop their own device, similar to what Barnes & Noble had done in the States with a Nook. Two was work with third-party suppliers like Sony, Samsung, device manufacturers, and Waterstones then figures out the content. Or three, develop a partnership with an existing e-reading platform, either Barnes & Noble, Kobo, or now, as the case has played itself out, or Amazon. These were the three options available to them. Barnes & Noble had done a lot of work in terms of demonstrating how to effectively bring an e-reading platform in store. One of the crucial elements of the Barnes & Noble Nook device is that when you're reading, when you bring your Nook device or your Nook app-enabled device, so an iPad running the Nook application or an Android tablet running the Nook application, when you use that device in a Barnes & Noble store, you have access to Barnes & Noble's entire ebook catalog.
Right.
You can browse ebooks as you would print books, and you can buy them in store. This really sort of pointed the way of how to do this right. What Amazon is now doing, well, what Waterstones is doing with Amazon is trying to emulate that model of bringing these devices in store, but using Amazon's enormous catalog of ebooks plus Amazon's catalog of previously exclusive Amazon product, the APS, the Amazon Publishing Services stuff, which, for instance, Alex Books is part of, in bringing that in store. There's no presently there's no way of getting APS books in a bookstore. So that's a large category, a large catalog of
right.
books that were not previously available to anyone other than Amazon. So I think this allows Waterstones to focus on what Waterstones should be doing best, great store environments, highlighting through merchandising, curated selection of books, and leveraging off what Amazon does best, which is this enormous catalog of ebooks, great recommendation service, and a very easy direct-to-device buying solution.
But, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, we spoke about online shopping on this show as well, and it's like what we've heard what everyone's doing is they're going to the shops themselves, trying on the clothes, finding the right size, finding what they like, and then going home and buying it online, which to the detriment of retail shopping, it seems.
Crucially,
do you not see this could be the same sort of model that could be happening with the books?
Crucially, what will I presumably be part of this deal is that when people do this in a Waterstones store, they're going to be on Waterstones' Wi-Fi network, and when they buy something off Amazon, Waterstone gets a cut of every book they sell. That's the only way this makes sense for Waterstones to do it. And, I mean, yeah, this is a very real phenomenon. I think everybody at this table does this. I mean, Amazon has this great price scanning app. You could take a photograph of a product. You don't even need to scan the barcode. Amazon will look at it and say, hey, if we have that, here's the price. We want to buy it now. So if you as a merchant can leverage off this enormous, cloud service that Amazon offers, this cloud shopping service, if you can then get a piece of that action, which you were losing before. I mean, you've gone from what was a total negative to at least a slice of 5%, 10%, whatever it is, a slice of a positive. So.
And you think that maybe there could be an add-on, for example, if they go to Waterstones, they're on the Wi-Fi, they go, oh, there's a magazine that I want, I'll pick that up while I'm here, scenario.
Exactly. I mean, Waterstones, 95 plus percent of their business is still physically selling books through physical stores. So,
Alexander.
Narain runs bookstores, so I have to completely defer to him. I know nothing about running bookstores. But the only thing I'll say is we don't know the details of the Waterstones deal.
We don't.
So we don't know whether Waterstones gets to keep every piece of revenue on one of the Kindles they've sold, or whether it's just the revenue they generate in store. If it's the revenue in store, I've made one purchase, then I'm outside and I'm buying on my Kindle wherever I want to buy. So we don't know that crucial
detail. You're saying, do they own the customer who's registered the Kindle?
Yeah.
It's extremely unlikely.
So. Yeah.
Exactly. It is very unlikely.
Unless they're registering for the first time through Waterstones, then it's conceivable that Waterstones, quote-unquote, owns that customer in a different way from the way if it's someone who already had an Amazon account coming in. But that then says how much headroom is there in terms of people who don't have Amazon accounts yet. But
we don't know that detail.
Yeah, we don't.
But as a bookseller, is that a conceivable deal you do today? I can see why that's a conceivable deal. One of the things I would look at is there a long-term business model in that, and what are you going to do with that business moving forwards? And Tom made a point when we were chatting off air about, you might go in and buy something on the Kindle, but then you might buy a magazine or a book or something else as well. So there's that potential. But at the end of the day, I only see it as a negative that a company like Waterstones would have to sign up with a company like Amazon, which could squish it without even looking at it. It's so small in the equation now, and Amazon is just so very big. And I must say, I must reiterate, I publish my books on Amazon, and I'm a great big fan of Amazon and what it's doing. This whole breaking apart of publishing, I think, is a good thing.
Well, I think you also said during the break that you blame the publishers. Oh no, I think it was Narain. No, actually.
You both
blame the publishers for really what's happening.
I mean, I think in all of this, publishers have been extremely passive in what's happened in the last 5 years. The iPhone came out 5 years ago. The Kindle came out 4 years ago. The Nook came out 3 years ago. Where was publishers' participation in any of this? All they've seen it is as a way to copy paste their existing business model into a digital environment, which is not the case at all. You've got self-publishing, which is a huge phenomenon that vast majorities of publishers have taken an ostrich head in the sand approach to, and you've got Amazon eagerly lapping up the self-publishing space, and you've had a number of huge success stories, and it on the back of it. So publishers have really, 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 really been extremely slow. Every time you sit down to talk to them about print on demand, about supporting an e-reading platform, about any of these things, the guy you're talking to is an international sales rep, which in and of itself is a very dated concept in my opinion, given that they view this part of the world as either part of the States or part of Europe, which is vastly entertaining to me. and the fact that they say, no, that's a different division. That's a different division.
Right.
You speak to the head of that division, he has, well, I don't have anything to do with international. Then you get into rights issues. Blah, blah. I mean, look, the world is flat. That's clearly the case. If anyone's viewing if anyone is in the business of producing anything that is even a vaguely digital product and is saying, well, we're going to ring fence it geographically, we're going to ring fence it price wise, they're just blind to where the world is headed.
Narain, I'm curious to know then. I mean, obviously, from your background and from your knowledge, what's the future for you?
What are you going to do, Smarty Pants?
Well, look, we're much smaller than Waterstones, but we're very much in the same boat as Waterstones. For the last 2+ years, I've been having conversations with every major publisher about this topic, every major e-reading platform provider you've heard of, and plenty you haven't heard of. And the problem is the space moves so fast. We've talked to everybody that we've already talked on about the show today in various incarnations. Everybody, either have been acquired. In the case of, take someone like Kobo. Two years ago, we're having active conversations with them. They get bought by Rakuten. They change their business plan completely. We've had conversations with, as I said, every player in this product except Amazon. And the terms of the deals change. Their appetite to do these things change. They do a joint venture with Microsoft. Different things change. The space is moving so fast because no one really has a handle on it. Again, publishers are really doing nothing to support the retailers in or retailers, distributors, yeah. wholesalers in the space.
So it's basically so you feel that you kind of up. It's up to you to sort of decide what to do.
We've made a decision that we are going to be launching an e-reading product before the end of this year, hopefully in time for Christmas. I have a variety of different. I have mixed feelings about how it's going to do, but the fact is, we need something out there in terms of to start understanding and getting some of our own insight into our customers' appetite.
Right.
We're going to put whatever we, you know, our entire marketing capabilities behind this. We're going to leverage off the fact we have stores. We're going to leverage off the fact that we have deals with newspapers and magazines and websites. We have barter deals where we've got ad inventory we can use. We're going to, self-publishing will very much be part of it, so we're going to use that as a major component as well. We're going to try to be able to have every major component that someone would want out of a e-reading platform, and we're going to have as much, it's going to be as widely distributed as possible.
And still obviously have a physical presence. I mean,
exactly.
This whole idea of Waterstones, and I can see the idea, I mean, are we going to see stores such as Jashmore possibly welcoming more people in, making it more comfortable, having a coffee shop, getting the Wi-Fi set up,
We've had free 40 Mbps multi-user Wi-Fi in the stores for the past 18 months. We see how many people log in. That's going up every day, how many people come in, the amount of time people spend in stores. We realize that we're obviously sending them to other forms of entertainment other than what we sell. That's fine. The first phase of this was to understand, is this a service people are interested, that they use? It is. So the next step is to say, all right, if we have X number of users today and we have Y number of users tomorrow, what can we put in front of those eyeballs? What can we put in front of those people? What else can we do with having an in-store Wi-Fi network? So,
interesting. Yeah. So I said, we'll be watching, seeing what you're up to. But I think it's really interesting how you have obviously for quite some time been obviously very, very aware of what's going on.
One statistic I want to put out there is the Nook. Barnes & Noble launched the Nook a little over a year after Amazon launched the Kindle. And the amount of market share that the Nook was able to get, despite launching significantly after the Kindle, was really quite impressive. And that was down to the fact that Barnes & Noble has 700 stores through which they could sell the Nook. So, again, going back to what's in this, I mean, everybody's looking at this Waterstones and Amazon deal, and they see clearly what's in it for Amazon. But there is definitely headroom in this for Waterstones as well.
Yeah. Time to take another quick break. When we come back, Tom, we'd like to hear about your magazine.
This revolution in the publishing industry that I've got in front of me.
Gosh.
this, yeah. We can talk about that.
Look
if you
forward
want.
To it. We'll come back. 4001 is our text message number. We had some nice text messages as well, so let me just read some out before we do go to the break. Julie says, appreciate the accessibility of the ebook, but one of the most powerful memories I have of my lifetime is reading with my three daughters who are now almost grown up. Lovely. Yeah, I think that's nice. We've also had ebooks are the future, saves trees. You can carry hundreds without weight. They're cheaper, downloadable from anywhere. Awesome. Was that you?
No.
And Janiel says, every early man used stone tablets, and now we use tablets once again to read. Full circle.